اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. Here we are again with four of our students from Sevier International School. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. As we promised, now we will recite Suratul Fajr, inshallah, and apply the rules, the tajweed topics that we have studied so far.
Let's recite the Quran.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
ربك. Because نفس, the word نفس is a feminine word, okay, in Arabic. So Rabbi K. K is pronoun, it's used for female, okay? Feminine.
Not
Rabbi K. Rabbi K. So that's why the pronoun is used. In Arabic, it's very like precise in this kind of topics. So Rabbi K, okay? Nafs, the word nafs is a feminine word. Okay. So
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
Okay, ربك. This surah, Surah Al-Fajr, is also called the surah of Imam Hussein عليه السلام.
Yes.
Because of this, like, ya ayyuha
nafsul mutmainna.
Imam Hussein عليه السلام, like while he was, I think,
in Ashura.
Yes. Going to
battlefield?
Karbala, okay, he recited this surah, this ayahs, okay? Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna. It has a good interpretation, inshallah. I hope you study that.
Fadkhuli fi 'ibadi.
Fadkhuli fi 'ibadi.
وادخلي جنتي.
وادخلي جنتي.
So let's recite these 3-4 ayahs, okay? Inshallah, dedicate this, the thawab, the reward of this ayah to Imam Hussain alayhi salam.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة.
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية راضية
فادخلي في عبادي
فادخلي في عبادي
وادخلي جنتي
وادخلي جنتي
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Okay, alhamdulillah, we finished Surah Al-Fajr as well. In Surah Al-Fajr and Surah Al-Balad, alhamdulillah, we had a lot of examples of qalqala, bouncing sound, and also the nuni mushaddad and mim mushaddad. Right?
Yes.
Right.
So, do you have any question about these two topics?
No.
Was it easy or difficult?
It was easy.
Alhamdulillah, that was easy.
Normal.
Okay. So, alhamdulillah, we finished these two topics. The next important topic that we will introduce to you, which we really have to pay attention, is about the heavy and the light letters. In while we were reading, like practicing Arabic alphabet letters, we practiced the heavy sounds and the light sounds, okay? And you might have remembered, okay, that some of the letters were always heavy letters, okay? And some of the letters were temporary heavy letters, okay? Or light letters. So, inshallah, in the coming session, we will talk about this, okay? Types of Arabic letters, considering their heaviness and lightness in the words, okay? For example, as well, we'll talk about the word Allah. Let me say one of them, okay? We have like 2, 4, 5 minutes. Let me say this rule, okay? Then the next like topics we will inshallah discuss in the next coming session. Now the word Allah, Allah, or Allahumma. In the Quran you have Allahu Nur Samawat. Okay. Alhamdulillah, the word Allah you have. Bismillah you have. Allahumma. Okay. So these two words, they have special rules. In recitation, I mean, how to say these two words, okay? Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fawad Haider.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay. Recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad. This ayah.
Qul Huwallahu Ahad.
Okay. Hussein Ruhullah. Next ayah.
Allahu Samad.
Aha. Okay. Look, he recited Bismillah Allah. How the word Allah is pronounced? Bismillah. The next in Surah Al-Ikhlas. Qul huwallah. The lam is like heavy lam. Okay? It is conditional. This is temporary. Okay? Temporary heavy sound. Allah. Okay? Allahu samad. So, what is the rule? Do you have any idea? When should we like produce an all sound with the word Allah or Allahumma?
When there's a fatha before it.
Okay.
An alif.
Okay.
Before Allah.
Uh-huh, before
if
the word
there's
Allah.
A kasra.
Before Allah, there was nothing before Allah.
I know.
Allah is forever. Yes. Eternal.
If something before. Was before.
The word Allah saying, yeah, okay?
Yes.
If it was kasra before, okay. Then it doesn't light. Have a heavy sound. It okay. Kind of produces a light sound.
Okay.
A happy sound.
That's good, that's good. So one more, what about Dhamma?
When there's Dhamma, you should...
Still heavy produce, sound.
Yeah, heavy sound.
No, still we have to do it.
Both of them, also Fatha, also Dhamma.
Uh-huh. If we have a Dhamma or Fatha before the word Allah or Allahumma, so the word Allah and Allahumma will produce a heavy sound.
So what about Tanween?
Tanween, Tanween, because in level 2 we studied one, that a tanween approaching alif or hamzatul wasl. The word Allah, alif, that is hamzatul wasl. Okay? So now, if the tanween is there, you change the tanween, okay, the tanween sound. Look for what? You put a kasra with the noon, tanween. Okay? Ahadunillah. Look. You say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allahu Samad. You're starting from the word Allah. So when you're starting from the word Allah, it starts with an A sound. A is the sound of Fatha. Allah, heavy sound. But now join these two ayahs. Look, I'm reciting. Qul huwallahu ahadun illahu samad. The sound, the heavy sound, changes to a light sound.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ.
You do not say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. No. So what was the rule? The rule was this. If there is a tanween before the word Allah or Allahumma, so since the tanween, okay, when you join it, when tanween meets Hamzatul Wasl, the word Allah or Allahumma starts with Hamzatul Wasl. So Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped and the tanween will get the sound of noon with kasra. Ahadun, dun, this noon sound will have a kasra. Ahadu, ni. Ahaduni, ahaduni. The tanween will get the sound, the noon with kasra. Okay? The dhamma, the fatha, the kasra that we have, that will be with the last letter. Ahadan, if it is ahadun, if it is ahadin, dal will have the fatha, kasra, dhamma, but that noon sound will have a kasra. Okay with it. Qul huwa Allahu ahadunillahu. Do? Ni. A ni sound will be added there. So now recite this surah. Fawad, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ.
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Okay, Hussein Ruhullah, now you recite this surah.
From beginning?
Yeah.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ.
أَحَدِينُ. The dhamma will be on the top of dal. Ahadu.
Ahadun.
But then a noon with kasra will be added because of that tanween. Because tanween fatha means there is a noon sound with fatha. There is a noon sound with dhamma. There is a noon sound with kasra. That is the meaning of tanween.
Yes.
Okay, it means tanween means fatha plus noon. Noon sakin. Kasra plus noon sakin. Dhamma plus noon sakin. So in this case, the noon always takes that kasra, but the fatha, dhamma, kasra will be with the letter, okay?
Yes.
So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Okay, recite it after me.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ.
أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ.
أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ.
Okay.
Okay.
So, alhamdulillah, you learned this. So one of the conditional or temporary heavy and light sound is with the word Allah. The lam of the word Allah. It says the lam of lafzul jalala. Okay, it means the word Allah or Allahum. Okay, so inshallah in the coming session, we will practice the next rules as well. Okay, the next parts of the Arabic letters, considering their heaviness and lightness, okay? So if you have any question, you can ask. If you don't have any question, we wish everyone stay strong, stay happy, stay healthy, inshallah, protected from all evils. May Allah Almighty grant us all with healthy life, with being good Muslims, inshallah. May Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman, alayhi salam. Let's recite a salawat, inshallah, and we will be with you in the next coming sessions. Don't forget.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
By the way, we have to give a big thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you all, inshallah. Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان
إليه تنصت الأكوان.